Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 2nd. Well, the outlook for the week is really going to be about the election tomorrow. For the most part, the grain fundamentals are going to take a back seat. The funds were long a little bit more corn than everybody thought, but they came out a lot of it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think they're long about 225,000 contracts of corn, 200,000 of beans. The weather looks great for harvest for this week. I think we're going to pretty much button this thing up here by the next week. And I think tonight's crop progress will show good pace. And I think this next week is really going to clean it up. We did have an export sale to start the week at 204,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That's most likely China. Chinese demand continues very strong out here, and I think it will for a while. They're going through their national stocks, and they want to replenish it, and the U.S. is the one place they can come. There has been some concern about La Nina redeveloping in South America, but we're starting the week off with corn down 3.5, beans down 4.75. I think that's pretty much, with the funds being long and the uncertainty of the election, guys are lightening up out here. Now, the wheat's been very strong today. It rallied 18 cents off the opening lows. We're 8 higher on the day. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe the dryness that's coming back into the plains has got some people concerned. But overall, I don't know that the wheat will hold up without a good demand picture out here. So, you know, I think for the week, we're not going to know the results of the election probably until Wednesday or Thursday. I don't want to be the one to try to predict this thing. It's really too unpredictable, but it's going to cause a lot of volatility. Clearing firms have raised their margins dramatically. Silver's up to $18,000 a contract. So, you know, there'll be fewer traders and less volume out here. And that tells me that there can be more volatility. So we'll see where we go. Hopefully we'll have a better picture by the end of the week of where these grain markets are headed. But I think right now we've put in our highs, and the path of least resistance is lower with all this uncertainty. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.